Welcome to the Heal Podcast with your host, Sam Calawart. As a breathwork teacher and mentor, I'm here to empower your healing journey at all levels, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Discover your own inner healer with my weekly teachings and resources to inspire your own journey. So let's begin by grounding our energy, breathing in through the nose, letting it go. One more big breath in and sigh it out. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Heal Podcast. It has been a pretty hard week for me this week. I'm not going to lie. I've been going through some things mentally, emotionally, physically that I will be sharing soon that have been really difficult. And as always, I'm really looking for the lesson in this current obstacle, hardship that I am going through. And I'm definitely seeing the other side, I'm seeing the light and some of the wisdom that I'm gaining from this hardship that I'm going through right now. But it's not easy, not easy at all. And I do plan on sharing more on what that is and then giving you some support around this piece, because I know it's going to be something that many other women will resonate with and hopefully find some inspiration from hearing this story. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, I wanted to let you know that I am now offering my meditations as a monthly option on Patreon. So if you want to only listen to my guided meditations, which I come out with a new one each week, then you can now do so by joining the $9 a month tier option on Patreon, which is linked within the show notes. If you want to support me, the podcast, my guided meditations, if you really enjoy those, then that's a great way to support the show and to also just stay accountable with your own meditation practice. And of course, if you want deeper support, you can join the $29 a month tier option, which gives you access to all of my past 90-minute workshops, along with a new live workshop each month. We meet via Zoom, with the next one being this coming Wednesday, the 29th. That is for breathwork, for moving into the unknown, and the recording will be uploaded to the Patreon membership after the class. So if you want access again to that workshop along with all of my past workshops, then head to the Rising Breath membership, which is linked within the show notes. So today I wanted to talk about getting back to the basics when it comes to your healing journey. I think it's really easy, and I am definitely guilty of this, and getting wrapped up in all of the fancy treatments and all of the different supplements and medicinal tools that you can use to support your healing and your nervous system. But sometimes what happens is we start to really rely on those things and we begin to swap them out for our prescription medications. So of course, absolutely, this is incredible to have natural alternatives to prescription pills, something for a migraine headache, something to uplift your mood, something to give you energy, something to calm your nervous system, right? But we want to ensure that we're not just swapping one type of pill for another, that we're not just looking for those quick fix magic pills within our lives that will make all of our problems go away. We get very fixated on, oh, this CBD oil is going to essentially calm me down. It's going to take away all my anxiety, all my depression. This is all I need to do. And I can just keep living the high-paced life, the fast-paced life that I'm currently living, and I don't have to change anything else. Because in this society, it's all about fast results and our patience is wearing thin and our attention spans are even shorter, right? And so we are just in this mentality of wanting quick fixes. And this is very deleterious for our mindset, for our healing journey, because when we don't have that quick fix, we then start to question ourselves, question what we're doing within our healing, blaming ourselves, blaming others, searching for more sources outside of ourselves to quote unquote fix the situation that's happening. And so often we can just get lost in that and searching for the next thing that will heal us, that will support us, when in reality, we have this innate consciousness within ourselves to heal, to rebalance, to reignite within us this sense of personal power. And so getting back to the basics for me within my own journey just means slowing down, honoring my body when I am utterly exhausted and not grabbing that second cup of coffee and pushing through, right? It's about coming back to the modalities that support my body that are so simple, like breath, like stillness, like time in nature, like walking, like water, like sunlight, grounding. These are all essential for our healing. But so often, again, we will lock ourselves away thinking that we have to work, 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 work. We overwhelm ourselves. I'm working clients one-on-one. I'm working clients in group settings. I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I'm taking care of a house. Right? I'm trying to do all the things. And at the same time, I have to remember I have to support my own healing. And I had an instance, which again, I'm not quite ready to share about, but essentially where my body really started to break down in a big way. And I had to finally be like, okay, whoa, I am moving way too quickly. I need to slow down. My body needs to slow down. I need to get back to some basics. For me, I scheduled acupuncture and a mind abdominal massage, which is so great for rebalancing the body, getting circulation where it needs to be, calming the nervous system. I'll talk more about those modalities and more later, and then coming back to breath and stillness and meditation. I had gotten off my meditation practice, just kind of waking up and going with the ebbs and flows of the day, diving into social media and my emails and all of those things, which there are chapters within your life where that is a necessity, where if you're going through a massive chapter of growth within your life, sometimes you do have to work and that's okay. And some of those practices get negated, like meditation and breath work. But if you do not make yourself a priority and you keep burning both ends of the stick, you are essentially going to completely burn out. And you're going to end up feeling that sense of imbalance and dysregulation and activation, and you're going to be triggered and your emotions are going to be all over the place. And you're going to be exhausted, right? And of course, you do not want to live and show up on a daily basis from that place, from that state of being. So getting back to the basics, not having to rely on all of the fancy supplements and superfoods and modalities, and instead really just focusing on internally, how is it that I can begin to really empower my healing? How is it that I can begin to re-regulate my nervous system right now? How is it that I can take 5, 10, 20 minutes out of my day to just simply sit in stillness, close my eyes, listen within, ask myself some questions, journal on what's coming through, really check in with my body? And then I had that moment this week where I was like, whoa, I need some support here. I need some support externally, not in the form of a superfood or a magic pill or CBD oil or tea. I need some deeper support here from other humans. And sometimes we do need that. I am a huge believer in having a support team around you, whether it's a talk therapist or a massage therapist or an acupuncturist or a breath worker or a meditation teacher or a yoga teacher, whoever those people are within your life that make you feel so deeply held. And within that space where you feel so deeply held, you can let go of everything else and you can go within and you can essentially begin to allow the body to re-regulate, to come back into the parasympathetic state, to heal itself. Within the parasympathetic state, this is the healing state within the body, and our bodies are highly capable of self-healing. They were designed to do so, right? We just need to give them the right atmosphere and environment to begin that healing And when you do feel held by another in a really safe, supported way, the body begins to self-heal. And I knew this week, I had that feeling, okay, I need to get back to basics. I need to really start prioritizing my breath, stillness, going within again. And then I also need to reach out for deeper support. I need those humans back in my life that allow me to feel completely held, because a lot of times within my life, I'm feeling that responsibility of holding up everyone else, supporting everyone else, right? I know that if you're in this role as a woman, as an employee, as a teacher, as a mother, as a giver, as a nurturer, you can agree that oftentimes you do feel that you're giving so much of yourself that you just want that same nurturance. And if you don't give it to yourself, if you don't allow yourself to have that and to receive that nurturance, your body is going to begin to break down. And you're going to start to receive some symptoms and signs of dysregulation and burnout. And it's not going to feel good. And you don't want to wait until you get to that place, until you seek out help. You want to have those preventative practices in place of deeper self-care, and then those hours, a couple hours out of the month, where you are having space held for your healing. So I scheduled, again, acupuncture. I scheduled the mind abdominal massage. I'm scheduling these appointments within my life again that make me feel completely held. And then I can just completely let go, go within, allow my body to begin to heal and to repair and to re-regulate. And I'm also at this point within my life that I know my body has this powerful innate healing ability, because I've witnessed it now over and over and over again. And oftentimes it was within those weeks and those months where I wasn't taking any supplements. I wasn't relying on CBD oil or nervous system relaxants. I was only relying on my own breath and those people within my life that make me feel deeply supported and hold space for me to really come back into this deeper state of healing. And that's my reminder for you this week. So I hope that you can resonate. Again, I will share more on exactly what I've been going through and some of the lessons that I'm gaining through it. But take care of yourself. Listen within. If you needed this as a sign that this is your opportunity and this is your time to begin really prioritizing your self-care mentally, emotionally, physically on a deeper level, the sign to seek more support. Seek those people within your life that make you feel completely held and safe and nurtured, that healing team, right? We all need those people within our lives. And we don't always need to rely on all of the magic pills and quick fixes. Come back to the basics, stay consistent with those practices, and you will witness massive inner transformation over time. All right. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your week, and I look forward to being back with you here very soon. If you were inspired from what you discovered on today's podcast, please rate, review, and share this episode on social media by tagging me at Sam Calawart. You can head to the show notes for all the resources mentioned in this episode, and know that I am so thankful you have joined me on this journey of healing and growth.